Uncluttered and Unfiltered is brought to you in part by our latest obsession, pancakes. Pancakes are the revolutionary cold pack that stick to you so you can stick to your routine. Whether you're pounding the pavement as a runner like me or you're tackling the clutter as a professional organizer like Christine, pancakes has got you covered. Pancakes comes in three sizes and can be used again and again. We both keep them in our freezers, and when we feel an ache or a pain, you just stick them on your body. You can do it 100 times. It's all the benefits of using a cold pack, but no downtime. Find pancakes at pain-cakes.com or at thousands of retailers nationwide.
Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast urging you to let it go and don't look back. With nationally acclaimed professional organizer Christine Stone and self-proclaimed hot damn mess radio and TV personality Eden Kendall.
Welcome everybody to Uncluttered and Unfiltered. I'm Eden Kendall with Christine Stone, and we're very excited to welcome in our special guest today. But before we do that, let's whine a little bit about the weather here, because I have a feeling he's not going to have as much sympathy.
No, he's not.
As some people. Here in Florida, we had a very chilly weekend. We had 32 degrees, even down to 28 at one point. And George Brescia, who is a New York City guy. Right now, you're not in New York, but tell us a little bit about your weekend weather, and then we're going to do the formal introduction. George, is it chilly for you right now?
Yeah, I think it's like 20 degrees outside. I mean, it was like in the teens all weekend. Listen, I love it because, you know, I mean, you just layer on the clothes, and that's what winter's about, and all the cashmere and, you know, the shearling. And so I'm all into it.
So if you can't tell by now, George is a fashion and style guru. He actually wrote a book that I found to be somewhat life-changing called Change Your Clothes, Change Your Life, Because You Can't Go Naked. And this book is now a classic. And we're going to talk about the book, but we also want to talk a little bit about how his philosophies mirror, Christine, your philosophy. So, George, welcome. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You wrote this book a while back, but it still holds up. And what was the purpose? What was your mission in writing this book?
Because I really wanted to give, you know, people all of the tips and tricks that I have learned throughout all the years in styling all kinds of different women. And I think that the thing that really inspired me the most was I'm very heavily connected into the Broadway community. And, you know, I dress a lot of these Broadway ladies at different levels in their career, right? So I have Tony winners. I have girls that are just starting out. I have people that are, you know, have been in the business for a long time, but, you know, maybe are just sort of like in the middle of it. But the theory is the same. And what I realized, because a lot of them will have me help them for auditions, or, you know, they'll say that, you know, no one's taking me seriously the way that I want to be seen. Like, I want to be a leading lady. I want to look like the star of the show, but I don't feel like I ever do. Or sometimes, you know, they'll say, you know, I really want to do these like kind of rock and roll musicals, but no one's believing me that I can really be a rock and roll girl. And what I realize is that when they walk into the room for the production team and the door opens, their essence is like, that's it. Like, people see it and they make a judgment right away.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter what their talent is or how great they can sing. It's like they make a snap decision the way that we do in life as a human being. Like, when you see someone and you don't know them, you're like, oh, that person must be a lawyer, or maybe, you know, oh, that they look like that, so they're probably a mom. Oh, they look like that. Oh, they're probably like a CEO. Like, it just happens. Your clothes talk, you know? So what I learned from dressing these ladies is that let's win at that game, because it's happening, whether or not we want it to or not. It just does. It's like, it's human nature. And so that's what it really prompted me to write this book. And, you know, talking about all of that and the spirituality of it all, like, your closet is just like the window to your soul. It really is. It says so much about how you feel about yourself, how you feel about clothing. And I think it's hilarious. People literally wear about 5 to 10% of their closet.
Like, I love George. I just love him so much.
Is that really true? 5 to 10, that's about it?
Yes. I agree with everything he says from an organizer's perspective.
Wow.
I mean, and the thing is that, you know, it's funny. I did a podcast last week with two Broadway girls, one of whom is Stephanie J. Block, who is a Tony winner. And, you know, and we were just talking about this whole subject. And you know, I said, listen, you know, like I have a lot of my clients and, you know, some of them are single and I'll go through their closet and go through things. And so, you know, like I remember pulling out this like sweatshirt in this client's closet and these like old, like baggy jeans. And I'm like, okay, what is this? And she goes, oh, that's just when I like run out to like walk the dog or like run to the grocery store. Like it's going to be, I'm like, do you think you're invisible when you do that? Like, do you think you're like Harry Potter and you have like the invisible cloak and no one can see you? Girl, they see you. So all I'm saying is don't get dolled up. Get the cute sweatshirt. Get the jeans that fit you. Throw your hair in a ponytail. Throw on a little lash. Throw on a little lip. Guess what? Maybe you'll have a date for Saturday night. Like, I'm not saying like get glammed up. I'm just saying like, don't be mortified. Do you know how much I hear from women? Oh my God. You know, I was in the grocery store. I saw my husband's boss's wife. I put on my sunglasses. I ran the other way. Like, why would you do that? Like, you can be in like cute, like yoga pants and like a cute little top, but just be in the ones that is in your color that fit you really great. And then when you do see that person, you're like, hey, what's up? You're not like mortified. Oh, don't look at me. That's what people say. What do you mean? Don't look at you. You're here. I'm looking at you. I'm like, I see you.
Well, you mentioned color and I want to get to that too, but I have a story like that. I was sitting at the orthodontist's office and my son was with me and I heard a voice behind me and it was an ex-boyfriend from way back in the day. And I excused myself and I went into the bathroom and I had to do the zhuzhing and the whole thing. And I was, like you say, George, I was wearing something that I thought I'd be invisible. I was just going to the orthodontist with my son. I would not want to run into an ex. You wouldn't think you would. And I came out. And of course, by then I, you know, my hair's down, the whole thing. Of course, my son then tells my husband how I had to go and like primp before running into an ex. But you're right. I was not prepared. You don't know who you're going to see when you're out of your own home. Shoot, in this day and time with FaceTime and Zoom, you don't know who you're going to see when you're in your home.
Right.
Well, and the thing is, that's my whole point, is that you are required to wear clothing by law. You're not allowed to be naked. You're just not. So you might as well buy the clothing. And even if you go to Target and you buy the $15, you know, sweatshirt, just buy the one in your color, the one that's cute. You can still go to Target and buy the $15 sweatshirt. No one's telling you that you have to go to Neiman Marcus and buy the $500 sweatshirt.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about, you know, you have to be glam and get a blowout and you have your whole face. No, because women love to come at me. Oh, well, I don't care. You know, I'm allowed to go out. You're allowed to do whatever you want, darling. Just realize it's happening whether you want it to or not.
Yeah.
And I promise you that one or twice out of every 10 times that you go out thinking no one's going to see you and it's no big deal, you are going to bump into that person and you're going to be mortified. And it's just a part of life. So my thing is like, the game is happening, right? Like the sun comes up, the sun goes down, like it's happening. So why don't you just win at it? That's all I'm saying. And if you don't want to do that, then just be present to the fact that you're not doing it. Throw your hair on top of your head, do the sunglasses and be like, girl, I don't care. I know I look a mess, but it's the way it is today. And that's fine too. Like as long as you know that that's happening, but don't think that it's not. That's what I'm saying.
You know, I've had situations having been on TV and radio in this market for so long, I have had people reach out to me on social media after and say, I saw you at such and such place. I didn't want to come up and say hello. So here I am thinking I've gotten away with it.
Yeah.
And I am by no means at the level of, say, a Broadway star, somebody who's, you know, regionally even regionally, I'm not there. But I get it. You know, people do say something. And there's no doubt in my mind that I looked a mess when they saw me. Now, you, on the other hand, Christine, you have said from the beginning, if you're leaving the house, why would you want to not feel like you look your best?
Well, I 100% agree with him, because you can get good looking athleisure wear at Target, on Amazon. And like he said, put some mascara on, put your hair up in a cute little ponytail, wear some cute little tennis shoes, and you're good to go. He's not saying you need to, you know, like he said, go get a blowout and, you know, do your nails. I mean, just look presentable to where you feel good when you look in the mirror.
I want to talk about those colors too. You said find it in your color. I mean, we're sitting here in our black, but truly though, people do have colors and it's based on what, George?
Yeah. I mean, I want to respond to the colors, but I do want to say this, you know, Christine's right. Like I am not, you know, promoting that you have to, like, it's for other people and you have to do that. I hear from women all the time. I feel horrible at the soccer game looking at the other mothers. They look so cute and I feel like a schlump. I go to the cocktail party, like everyone else has on the cute look, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. Like, I feel bad at work because when I have to do a presentation, like I never feel powerful. So all I'm saying is, like, if that's the way that, if you feel fabulous all the time with the way you look and the way you go out and you feel good and you feel confident, then keep doing what you're doing, sister. Like, and I mean that. So this is not to, you know, say that anyone is less than or anything like that. All I'm saying is if you're not feeling like you have a handle on it and you don't feel like you know what your style is, or you're always feeling less than, or you're feeling confused, I'm here to help. So colors. So this is very, very general because obviously everyone is different and everyone's coloring is a little different, but these are generalizations that are true. And all of these tips and tricks and all of this philosophy, you know, a lot of it comes from styling, like if you see for film and television, and even sometimes for theater, because especially on film and TV, you know, we want to be illuminated, right? So like you, it's like FBI fashion, I call it, like, what is the star going to wear? So generally blondes, light skinned, you know, golden, sort of tawny, blue eyed, green eyed, light skinned, light hair people tend to look better in softer colors, softer pastels, you know, and if they are bright, it's usually like popping the eye color. So if you've got blue or green eyes, you're wearing aqua, you're wearing green, you're wearing cobalt blue, you're wearing sky blue, you're wearing midnight navy. Like, a navy is usually better for a blonde than black. Black is a very challenging color to wear because what it can do is it can really drain us. If you're going to do it, it's great to do it with an accent color that you look good in. So like, you know, you guys are both wearing black. So maybe, you know, Eden, you throw on like, you know, like a camel jacket or a white blazer or a jean jacket. And Christine, you know, you're more of a brunette, although you have the blonde highlights, the light highlights. But, you know, you're wearing black and maybe you're wearing it with like a red blazer, like, you know, like a jewel tone that you look good in.
George. Oh, my.
She does not wear red.
I've never worn red. I might have to do this. Wow. Oh, yeah,
Your eyes are brown, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, so are you Italian?
Greek and Lebanese mix.
Yeah, same thing. I'm Yorgo, the Avgolemono, the Skardaya. That's a whole nother. So, you know, like, yeah. So the brunettes tend, and the brunettes tend to look good in really like, you know, jewel tone, saturated color, like bright fuchsia and cobalt and, you know, hot pink and reds and emerald green and like, you know, a beautiful saturated purple, like a royal purple. And then like the gingers, the redheads look great in like, you know, coral, or they look good in like camel or creamy dreamy, like cream and camel together is beautiful for a redhead or a blonde. And then the silver haired ladies are beautiful, you know, with like all the silvery grays and all to bring out their hair, or they look great in lavender and soft kind of frosty colors. And African American ladies, I'm so jealous of you because you basically can wear anything. It's like so rude. Like, you know, it's just like, you know, it makes me crazy. You look good in all the most, that dark skin is so fabulous and gorgeous, and you can just basically wear anything. So, and those are just like generalizations, but when in doubt, look at your eye color, look at your skin tone, look at your hair color, and work with one of those three elements and highlight it with a color that does that. So that's why I like blondes and the pastels, because the pastel with the blonde hair, yellows, you know, like it all sort of brings that out. The blues for the blue eyes, or the green for the green eyes, and brown, you know, for brunettes, browns and camels and caramels, you know, for the eye color. But then the skin and the hair is dark enough to take like a nice jewel tone, you know. And it's so funny because the thing is that, you know, people will say, oh God, color me beautiful. I remember in the 70s, I'm a winter, I'm a fall, I'm a spring.
I remember that.
And, you know, people would walk around with the little swatches and they'd be in the, you know, in the department stores. But here's the thing, make fun of it all you want. It's true. It just is. And women can, you know, some women, they just kind of get so like, you know, indignant and say, well, I don't care if those are my colors. I like this color. Then wear that color. Like, no one's saying that you can't, but like, I will tell you this, when I'm in the department stores and watch women, they literally are like in a trance. They don't know what they're looking at. They pet the hangers. They don't even know what it is. And when you know like your color palette and silhouettes that are really great on you, shopping becomes a whole different experience because it's like you have a point of view and you get, you're like, you're in there and you have like a more specific way of doing it. And I know, Christine, you can relate all of these things to what you do, I'm sure.
Yes. And honestly, like he said, women have so many clothes, but they only wear a small percentage and then they don't get rid of the other stuff. So it takes up valuable space that right. they could be buying new things oh. that they look fabulous in and, you know, get rid of the old and put the new in, especially with women over 50. They're at a different place in their life. They're doing different things. Some people are retired. Some people switch jobs. They don't need, you know, the suits anymore. So really after 50, it's a different game. Don't you think so, George?
I do. And I also think that, like, you know, like I have some clients, you know, that just keep buying the new because they can't, their closets are so oversaturated. They can't find anything. They don't even know what they have. Yep. So it's, they just, oh, I don't know where my black pants are, so I'm just going to get a new pair. And it's like, oh, I don't know where that jacket is, so I'm just going to get another one. And it's like, no, you've got to get rid of stuff. I mean, you can't even see what you have. Like, and it just, and I also think that, like, the psychological effect of it, I just know that if you can't open your closet and feel and take a breath and feel nice, you know what I mean? Like, and have it be like, it doesn't have to be completely organized, like with all the, you know, this color, but as long as it makes you feel peaceful and that you can go in and use it as a toolbox so that you can find things and dress. And, you know, it also depends on like what you do for a living as well. Like I'm telling you, these high powered real estate ladies and these CEOs of companies, these girls have to dress like every day. And, you know, they like freak out because they can never find anything in their closet. And they're like, I don't know how to put anything together. And I'm like, because you can't see what's in your closet. You don't even know what you have.
Yep.
True. Using your closet as a toolbox is one of your keys for being a better shopper. Also, you say take educated fashion risks. What is an example of a risk? Uncluttered and Unfiltered is brought to you in part by Hearts for Minds. Hearts for Minds is encouraging you to use your sidewalk to motivate others for Mental Health Awareness Month. Help break down the stigma of mental illness, spark conversation, and maybe just make somebody's day a little sweeter. It's easy. Grab some chalk and write inspirational messages and pictures on your sidewalk. Snap a photo and share it online by tagging Hearts for Minds on Instagram and use the hashtag Chalk It Up for Life. That's Chalk It Up, the number 4, and life. Let's chalk it up for mental health. Visit Hearts for Minds, that's Hearts, the number 4, and Minds.org to learn more.
I mean, listen, you know, it's like, I think we all go through different periods in our life, right? Like our life is like a roller coaster. It goes up, it goes down, it goes in, it goes out. And, you know, if you just wear the same stuff all the time, there's like, it's like a metaphor for just having everything in your life stay the same. And if you're especially like, okay, so we're in a new year, you know, and it's like, we're not even a month in almost, but, oh, I want to try this. I want to try that. You know, you want to try something new and, you know, you want to evolve. It's not about the trends, but it's just about you and being able to wear things that make you feel good and have different kinds of things in your closet for the different parts of your life and your different moods. Like when I'm dressing, like if I dress like a celebrity and she's going on a talk show or she's doing the red carpet, I always have like at least never more than two, but two choices, strong choices, equal choices for that day, because you might wake up and be in a pink mood. And if we chose, you know, the you know, cobalt blue, well, what if you're not in that mood? Mm-hmm. So we want to have like a couple things that you can make a game day decision, you know, so that you're, because our moods change and our lives change and, you know, the things that we want to do change. And so I just think that like you want to be able to have different kinds of things in your wardrobe and try something new, you know?
So I want to ask one thing. If you are a neutral girl like me, I wear a lot of black, beige, and white. What about accessories? So is that a way you could do like a pop of color, like a purse, a belt, a scarf? I don't know.
Yeah. I happen to love neutrals and I love that monochromatic look. You know, I think it's really chic and it's really pretty and very luxe looking. And you can also do it at like very low price points. Cause if you're doing like an all white look, it doesn't, you know, it just, it's all white. So it doesn't have to necessarily be like expensive clothing. Yeah. I mean, I think that you can add accessories to do, you know, add some color if you want to, but it's like, you know, don't add color just for the sake of adding color. Like if you're into color, then I would say, you know, maybe you can start using color. I'd rather see it. I mean, yes, you could do an all white look and you could do like, you know, like a hot pink shoe and a hot pink bag, and that can be very chic and cool. But I'd rather see you try some kind of underpinning in the all white look to add a little color, throw it up around your face. I'll tell you, color is a great tool to use. It's like, you think of it like makeup. Like if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling, you know, a little run down, and you're feeling like you've been, you know, just working really hard, and you want to like give yourself like a lift, right? And you wear a color that you look really good in. And maybe if you're not a girl that does color all the time, like yourself, and you do neutrals, it's nice to, you know, just maybe try it underneath a jacket, whether it's a jean jacket or a blazer or whatever, just to illuminate yourself. And you're going to watch people's reactions. And I will also say, it's so funny because I know women love black and they love dark and they think they're hiding and they think it's camouflaging. And I have to say, as we get older, especially over 50, you want to go light instead of dark. The more light that you can throw around your face, cream, white, silvery gray, you know, pastel, like you want, instead, don't do the dark around your face, because it just, that's, it can age you, you know, it just.
Who knew? I mean,
I'm just covering
that's
up
my
all
uniform,
my black. You know, and truly this is fun when, the times I've had the privilege of interviewing and spending time with George, it was when I was hosting on River City Live on Channel 4. And of course, then I was always wearing a dress or a suit or something like that. And so now I'm trying to find myself again, really. And as you're saying this, it's all flooding back to me. And people would say to me, if I wore navy blue, if I wore burgundy, you know, they would call me out on different colors I wore. And I think it may have been George that said, you should be listening to people when they're telling you these things, because you're obviously making the impression.
Yes. So, you know, like people will say, okay, George, it's great. You obviously know what you're doing. I'd love to hire you. I don't know if I can afford you. Like, you're expensive, blah, blah, blah. Plus, you know, you don't live where I live. Like, what do I do? How do I do it without George? So I would say, well, you could rent a George. That's one way that you could do it. But the other thing that you can do is to do exactly what Eden's talking about, is you go through your closet and you look at the things that you do get called out on, that you do get compliments on. What color is it? What silhouette is it? That will start to tell you the things that you look good in. Because really, you know, the bottom line, I would say, is that what you want to hear from someone, and Eden's heard me say this before, you want to hear, oh my God, you look beautiful in that dress, versus, oh my God, I love your dress. Okay, who cares? I don't care if you love my how do I look good in it? Like, do I look good in it or not? Because it could be a fabulous dress, but if I don't look good in it, I'm never wearing it again. Like, why would you want to?
Right.
You know, like, it's like, you know, like these girls who spend like, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars on their wedding dresses, you know, that's everyone's moment, right? To have their red carpet moment. And it's like, oh, her dress was gorgeous. That is the kiss of death. What you want to hear was like, she looked beautiful in that dress. That is a very, very different compliment.
Wow.
Because think about it. It means it fit her beautifully. It was flattering on her body. It was the right color. Like, she looked gorgeous in that dress. And, you know, like, we're in the award season now, right? So I'm doing like all these red carpets and all these red carpet reviews. And that's what I talk about with celebrities. Like, I, you know, like when some stylist wants to have a fashion moment on you, that you should run the other way. Because what you want to hear from them is, no girl, you look great in these colors. You like this silhouette is really, you have a fabulous back. Let's do something backless, you know, all that Pilates. Oh my God, your legs are fabulous. Let's do a huge slit. Like, and if you don't love your legs and you don't, okay, so let's do something long sleeve. We will do like more of like a, you know, like a princess, you know, gown. Like, there's all these ways of accentuating all of your assets and sort of like camouflaging, you know, your challenges.
George, if we had the studio time and your time, we could talk to you for literally days.
Yes.
But instead, what we're going to do is not just leave everybody wanting more, but leave you with a taste of, I don't mind talking to these ladies because they let me go quickly. So we're going to say goodbye to you now, but only because we want to be considerate of your time, because you're delicious and delightful. And we just absolutely have loved every minute of this.
I just want to say one thing. I just started following George on Instagram. And if you want to have a smile on your face.
Oh, with the workouts. The workouts.
To follow him. He just makes me smile. And I love that on Instagram when you find someone who just makes you happy. And George, you make me happy.
Are you enjoying your workouts? You look great.
Thank you. I do enjoy my workouts. I mean, like every guy like me who's an ex-football player, if you know what I mean. it's like a prerequisite to dance and sing and model, which I did in my youth. And so I like to move my body. I just feel so much better with everything that, you know, might be happening in my life when I'm like really moving my body, and whether it's like, you know, lifting weights or dancing or doing whatever. So that it just kind of like makes me feel good, you know, for so many different reasons. It's actually the benefit is that the body and the heart, you know, are healthy, but it's really more for my head, I would say, than anything.
Well, you fascinate me. I love following you.
The smile is infectious, yes. And the joy and moving with joy, even if you're not following a set program or even if you're not doing a specific workout, it's just the movement in and of itself. That's that you're the closet person. I'm the movement person. And you check all of our boxes, Mr. George Brescia. You really do.
You guys are so sweet. You're so great. I mean, it's funny. I wish we could spend more time together, and I wish we were closer. I would have come in the studio and I could have brought models and the whole thing. But you know, it's fun chatting with you. And you know, Eden, you've always been so generous of spirit. And Christine, I can feel your energy. Like, I don't know you, but like I can feel it. And I'm sure that your clients adore you because I'm sure you make them feel very safe, and you know, it's an intimate process.
It really is an intimate process. Yeah. George. It was so nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
Be safe, sending love, and we are going to say goodbye. Mwah.
Mwah.
Wow. Hate to say goodbye to George Brescia. By the way, George Brescia, BREScia, and he has a website, georgebrescia.com. He's on QVC. He's on all the talk shows. Yes. He's on the red carpets, as he said. He's amazing. He was so much fun. You guys could be best friends.
Oh my God. I everything he said just really rings true when it comes to what you see in a woman's closet. He just hit the nail on the head.
Do you want to leave us with a few Christine-isms?
Well, he covered a lot, and I'm going to just throw in a couple other things that are simple, inexpensive, easy to do. And that would be change your hangers. I say it all the time, but it gives you immediate results for a little amount of money. So if you have broken hangers, plastic hangers, dry cleaner hangers, cleaning all that up and having one type of hanger just gives you that streamlined, stress-free look.
And you're talking about the flat hangers.
Well, honestly, slimline hangers are really great, especially in a very small closet, because they really do save room. I'm going to tell you, versus a thicker wood hanger. But it's a preference. Some people like wood hangers. Some people like slimline hangers.
So uniform is the most important.
Uniform is the most important thing when you are redoing your closet. Another thing is trying clothes on. I can't tell you how many women leave things in their closet because they're like, I don't feel like trying clothes on. It is impossible to know what you feel good in, what you look good in, what fits you without trying on clothes. So I always suggest starting from scratch, bringing every single thing out of the closet. If there's a maybe pile, try it on before it goes back in your closet. Only put in your closet the things that you love, that make you feel good when you wear them, and are what is going on in your life right now. I mean, are you holding on to a suit when you were an executive or a CEO, but you haven't done that job in 10 years? So those are items to let go. And then the last thing is, don't hold on to items just because you paid a lot of money for them. I cannot tell you how many people say, but I paid a lot of money for that. Even though the shoes gave them blisters, hurt their feet, they don't wear high heels anymore, whatever the excuse is, but they can't let it go because they paid a lot of money for it. Consign it. There are so many consignment places online, as well as I have one right around the corner from me. So there's still consignment shops out there. Don't hold on to something just because you paid a lot of money for it. It's taking up valuable space.
So if you want to learn more there, Neatly Designed is Christine's Instagram for her organizing company, and her level of expertise, of course, is there. And we heard from George Brescia. The two of you are on the same page.
Yes,
for sure. And we just want to tell everybody once again, we say it over and over, but we can't thank you enough for being a part of Uncluttered and Unfiltered, what is becoming a growing community of women over 50. We invite you to join our Ladies Only Facebook group. Just look up Uncluttered and Unfiltered Ladies Only. You have to ask to be let in. We let you in, and then the rest is history. And if you could share us with one friend, just one girlfriend, your sister, your cousin, whoever.
You'll make their day.
And you'll definitely make ours. Thank you, everybody. We absolutely love it. Remember, with all things, especially those extra items in your closet you have not worn in years, you can let it go.
And don't look back.
Hi, it's Eden. Christine and I absolutely love bringing you Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast for women over 50. For the first time, we're asking you for your help. A one-time or monthly donation from you will help us with production costs and help us grow this awesome community. Find a link to make a donation in our most recent show notes, in our Uncluttered and Unfiltered Ladies Only Facebook group pinned to the top, or on our Uncluttered and Unfiltered Facebook page. And in advance, thank you.